are we about?
At TCK, we are about the Great Commission.
What do we do?
We manifest Christ in our everyday lives.
And how is that?
We preach and teach the unconditional love and grace of God.
Oh.
To the nations of the world.
And therefore?
Leading people into an intimate relationship with God.
That's purpose.
Praise the Lord.
Mukama yebazibwe.
It's amazing. It's wonderful.
Cheewuunyisa kirungi ddala.
The Lord is with us.
Mukama Katonda ali wamu naffe.
It's great to know that you are ready to hear the word.
Era kirungi nnyo okukimanya nti mweteeseteese kati okuwulira ekigambo.
You're sitting down with your Bibles.
Kimanye nti otudde wansi ne Bible yo.
And you're ready to take notes.
Era weteeseteese okuba ng'owandiika.
Praise the Lord.
Mukama yebazibwe.
We're still continuing with our topic, loyalty and disloyalty.
Tuchagenda maso n'omutwe gwaffe ogwogera ku bwesigo obw'okwewaayo n'obutali bwesigo obuteewaayo.
And we've had two amazing teachings about this.
Tubadde n'ensomesa oba enjigiriza za mirundi ebiri ku kino.
Praise the Lord.
Mukama yebazibwe.
God wants us to be loyal to Him.
Mukama ayagala tubeere nga tuli beesigwa era nga tuwaayo gy'ali.
God wants us to be committed to His work.
Ayagala tweweeyo eri okukola emirimu gye.
The work of the Lord.
Omulimu gwa Mukama waffe.
The work of the Lord.
Omulimu gwa Mukama waffe.
Committed to His work.
Okwewaayo eri omulimu gwe.
Praise the Lord.
Mukama yebazibwe.
God has called us.
Katonda atuyise.
To serve Him.
Okumuweereza.
And he wants total commitment.
Era ayagala tweweeyo mbulambalamba.
Praise the Lord.
Mukama yebazibwe.
Let's go to Psalms chapter 78.
Katusome mu kitabo kya Zabbuli esula ya 78.
We begin from verse 5.
Tutandika n'olunyiriri olw'okutaano.
Up to verse 8.
Okutuukira ku lw'omunaana.
The Bible says,
Bible egamba,
for he established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel. A testimony was established in Jacob.
Obujulizi bwasimbibwa mu Yakobo.
And the law was appointed in Israel.
Neteeka ne liteekebwawo mu Isirayiri.
Which he commanded our fathers that they should make them known to their children, that the generation to come might know them, even the children which should be born, who should arise and declare them to their children, that they might set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep His commandments. Now you see, God has established a testimony. And God has established a work in us. Yes, He has established a testimony. He has established a work in us. There is something God has established in our generation. There is something God has entrusted with us. As a generation. As a family. As a people. Something precious. He established a testimony in Jacob. And He appointed a law in Israel. So He has established a testimony in us. He has appointed a work in us. It's precious. It's amazing. The testimony God has established. And the work of God that He has appointed. If you hear me well, I want you to say this after me. God has established a testimony. God has established a testimony in us. And He has appointed a work in us. Praise the Lord. The testimony is established.
Obujulizi busimbiddwa.
His work has been appointed.
N'omulimu gwe gutumiddwa.
Yeah. He has appointed something.
Aina ekintu kyatumye okukola.
Praise the Lord.
Mukama yebazibwe.
We are a generation.
Tuli mulembe.
That serves God.
Ogwereza Katonda.
Loyal to God.
Committed
to God.
Ogwewayo mbulambala eri Katonda.
Praise the Lord. I want you to know. And keep this in your heart. That there is a testimony that is established in us as a family. And there is a great work. The work of God that has been appointed in us. Praise the Lord. He wants us to keep it. The testimony and the work. He wants us to keep it. He wants us to be loyal to the testimony. Loyal to the work. Child of God, we need to be loyal. God wants us to be loyal to the work. To the church He has given us to build. Be loyal to that generation where God has placed you. Be loyal to the leaders. He wants us to develop loyalty. Commitment. Immovable people. So he wants us to keep the testimony. He wants us to keep the work. With all due diligence. And he wants us to pass it on to our children. And our children to pass it on to their children. So God is a God of generations. Yes, he's a God of generations. Oh yes, look at him. Study God. He's a God of generations. He's the God of Jacob, Isaac. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yeah, he's a God of generations. So he wants us to keep it and pass it on to our children. So he says, never drop it. Never abandon the testimony. Never abandon the work. That I've given you. Keep it. And pass it on to your children. And your children should pass it to their children. Pass on the same spirit. Praise the Lord. Verse 8 says, and might not be as their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation. A generation that set not their heart right, and whose spirit was not steadfast with God. Whose spirit was not steadfast with God. So God wants us to be loyal. He wants us to be unique. And he wants us to pass on the same spirit to our children. There is a certain group of people. A certain group of people. That is rebellious. There is that group. Rebellious group. They don't keep the testimony of God. They are not loyal to the work. They are not loyal to the ministry. They are not loyal to the work God has given us. So there is a certain rebellious group of people who don't set their hearts right with God. Who are non-steadfast. And he says, he does not want us to be like them. He does not want us to be like those people. That generation. That's a certain group of people. That is rebellious. A certain group of people that has not set their hearts right.
akitannaba kuteekateeka mitima gyakyo.
They are known steadfast with God.
Tekinywerera Katonda.
He said to them, and might not be as their fathers.
Agama tebabira ngaba jajjawe.
Don't be like them.
Tobira ngabo.
Is stubborn.
Abefujjo.
Oh yes, they are stubborn.
Bafujjo.
Rebellious.
Bajem.
Don't be like them.
Tobira ngabo.
Be a generation.
Bera omulembe.
Be a people.
Be mubera abantu.
That is loyal to God.
Abewayira bagonya.
Committed to the work of God.
Ngabewayira omulimo gwa Katonda.
Committed to the work of God.
Ngabewayira omulimo gwa Katonda.
Committed to the church.
Kwewayira kanisa.
Committed to the work in the church.
Kwewayira omulimo mu kanisa.
Building the church.
Ukuzimba kanisa.
Building the family.
Ukuzimba maka.
Yes. Let's be loyal.
Katubere besimbo.
Praise the Lord.
Mukama yebaziwe.
The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 15,
Bible egamba mba Korinso ekisoka 15
verse 58.
Onyirwata numunana.
Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Therefore, my beloved, be ye steadfast.
Muberenga be simu.
Be ye steadfast.
Muberenga banywevu.
Immovable.
Ngatemutsagasagana.
Yes, he says, be steadfast.
Mubere banywevu.
He says, be immovable.
Ngatemutsagasagana.
Be steadfast.
Mubere banywevu.
Be immovable.
Ngatemutsagasagana.
Always abounding in the work.
Ngabulijjo munywerera ku mulimu.
Yes. Be loyal to the work.
Mweweri omulimu.
Of the Lord.
Gwa mukamafe.
All I'm encouraging you to do is to get involved in the work of the Lord.
Chemba zamu amanyo okola kwe kunywerera mulimo gwa Katonda.
And be steadfast.
Muberenga banywevu.
And be loyal.
Nga muli besimbu.
To what God has given us to do.
Kurecho kana chatwa dokola.
God has given us something powerful.
Katonda atwadde chino kya amanyi.
Yes. Powerful. Glorious. Amazing.
Chewunyisa.
But he wants us to always abound in the work. And then he says, serving him is not in vain. Yes, serving the Lord is not in vain. There's no one that has ever given their lives fully to God. Loyal to God. Serve God with no grumbling in their hearts. That God has not blessed. No. There's nothing like that. God blesses. God blesses.
Those
who serve Him. In and out of season.
Mubiro ni wabweruwebiro.
In challenges and in peace.
Mubiso moza ni wakati mirembe.
In challenges and in joy.
Wakati mbiso moza ni musanyo.
In and out of season.
Wabweru ne munda mubiro.
Loyal to the work.
Abantu abesugwe.
Loyal to the ministry.
Abantu abesugwe lyo bwereza.
Loyal to the church.
Besugwe lye kanisa.
Yes, to the family.
Elia maka.
Praise the Lord.
Mukama ibazivu.
Be immovable. Be steadfast and immovable. You know, there are things that will come to move you. Yes. Challenges will come. Questions will come. Discouragements will come. Yeah. Your eyes might see certain discouraging things. And your ears might hear some discouraging things. But be steadfast. Immovable. Be loyal. Loyalty. Yes. So God requires that we be loyal to Him. In order to see the desired results in this life. Loyalty will bring results. And disloyalty will hinder results. Yes. Be both of them have different results. Loyalty will bring good results.
The
desired results. And this loyalty will bring no results. So in other words, you'll be fruitless. Purposeless. Yes. You know, the Bible says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abides alone. If it does not die, if the seed doesn't fall in the ground and it dies,
nefa,
it will stay alone. But if it dies, the Bible says it will bring forth much fruit.
Bible eganti ejja kuleta ebibala ebirala bingi.
The seed that dies.
Ensigo efa.
Someone that is given his life, her life fully to God and buried in God and planted in God.
Omuntu awayo bulamwe mu bujju bwe katona na afira nera nazikwa mu katona.
Someone that is planted and rooted in the work of God.
Omuntu asimbibwa na atambulira mulimo gwa katona.
Knowing that my job, my education, my marriage, everything I have.
Ngo kimanyi nti obufumbo bwange mulimo gwange na bulicho nache nina.
Is to facilitate the Great Commission.
Bikozesebwa okubanga antwala maso mulimo gwo kubulira enjiri.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. If someone dies,
singo muntu afa,
planted in God,
nasimbibwa mu Katonda,
the Bible says he will bring much fruit. Much fruit.
Bible egamba ajja kubala ebibala bingi.
Much fruit.
Ebibala bingi.
You see, these are results.
Bino byakuta.
In this life, much fruit in this life.
Mu bulamu buno ebyokuddamu bingi.
These are results.
Bino byakuta.
In this life,
mu bulamu buno,
much fruit.
Ebivaamu bingi.
And the Bible says, he that loves his life shall lose it. Whoa, this is amazing. If you love your life so much that you can't give it to God. If you love your life so much that you cannot sow your life as a seed in the kingdom. Yeah, he says you shall lose it. Yes, you shall lose it. And he that hates his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. Whatever we keep away from God, we lose. And whatever we give to God, we increase. Yes. Oh yes, so we need to give our lives fully to God and be loyal to the work of God. Be planted in the work. Be planted in the kingdom. Be loyal to your generation. To your generation leader. Yes. To the CGT. Be loyal to the leaders. Be loyal to your leader. Yeah. Loyalty.
Obwesimbu.
Loyalty.
Obwesigwa.
Be loyal.
Bera mwesigwa.
Be loyal to your father.
Bera mwesigwa eri kitawo.
Be loyal.
Bera mwesigwa.
Yes. Yeah. And it's not eye service.
Era si ku.
It's not eye service.
Si kukola bukozi bandabe.
Yeah. It's from the heart. It's from the heart. Dying and planting yourself in the work of the kingdom. Oh yeah, we are talking about loyalty. For you to bear fruit in this life, you need to die fast. You need to be planted. For you to have the desired results in this life, you have to be planted in God and planted in the work. the work of the Lord. Committed to the work of the Lord. Praise God. Oh yes, that's what you need to do. And that is what God has called us to
do.
To be loyal to the work. With all our hearts. With all our souls. With all our strength. Everything in us. And everything we've got. Given to God fully. Yeah. Sowing your marriage as a seed in the kingdom.
You
say my marriage will bring glory to God. My job will bring glory to God. My company, my business.
Company business.
My education will bring glory to God. So everything I'm doing, everything in me and everything I got, I give it as a seed in the kingdom. That's what God is calling us to do. God requires that we present our bodies as a living sacrifice. As a living sacrifice to Him. Life and time.
That's what it means.
Living sacrifice. Living sacrifice. It means life and time. Yeah. Everything in us. And everything we've got. Praise the Lord. And that is our reasonable service. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Father, we want to thank you for the testimony you have established in us. And for the work you have appointed for us to do. We become loyal to it. We become committed. We bury and plant our lives in you. We are planted in your work. Established in your work. In and out of season. Thank you for results. Thank you for results. Thank you for expansion. Thank you for growth. In Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Whoa, glorious. Thank you, Jesus. God is doing something powerful in our lives. In Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Remember, Jesus is the Lord of your life. Nothing missing. Nothing broken. God bless you.